You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to the Monopool, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am your host, CJ. I don't have anybody made up for this time. So there's Raul.
Hello.
There's Rachel.
Hi.
There's Felix.
Hola.
There's Carrie.
Hi. Can you tell it's not the first recording of the session?
There's Dale.
Howdy, hi everyone. See, I have high energy levels.
Oh, I have energy. I didn't think of anything witty to say. There's Josh.
Hi.
So last week we got mildly interrogated and accidentally a couple of kids.
You know, like you do in role-playing games.
Yeah.
Right? As you do on a Wednesday night.
Pretty much. Right. So, I mean, yeah, we discovered that the cloaked figure's name was Caleb, and he is Human. And then, of course, there's Ellie, his sister. And we're going to figure out a little bit more about them now that we're going to get them all sorts of taken care of and get Silva cuddles and try
wish to... Wish-wash, taken a bath?
Yes.
Wish-splash, sorry, not wish-wash. Wish-wash.
Avoid the pokey bits as we try to get Ellie a bath. And then that's pretty much what we're going to start, I think. But I'm
so
not...
So many loofahs.
It's not my job to tell us where we're going to start. Josh, take it away!
So you guys, after your stint at the guard station, getting your stories out there on the record, off the mean streets of Tolvera, you head back to the Hand, get everyone checked back in, a couple of words with the innkeep himself to make sure he knows to keep the fluid flowing.
Yeah.
The guards drop in.
Absolutely.
And you guys can all get settled pretty decently in Remy's room now. I mean, it's going to be a little bit more of a squeeze now that there's so many of you in one place. But it was one of the largest rooms in the establishment to begin with. So you're not exactly, you know, eating each other's shoulders.
Num, num, num.
And we're going to make sure and get some food brought up for Ellie and Caleb as well.
Oh, it was already ordered.
Excellent.
That was part of the check-in.
We're on the first floor because this is Remy's room, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I said up, but that was a figure of speech.
Well, unless we've made up to Jokiro's suite, because he's upstairs all the way.
Yeah.
Wait, weren't we going up to Jokiro's suite, or is that where...
Remy won't fit.
The kids are staying. Okay.
Until things break down a little bit, it's the place you're going to be able to fit the most amount of people for the time being. Now, if, like, you know, anybody wants to excuse themselves, you know, that's fine, but it's on the first floor. It's the easiest to get everyone into for the time being.
Fragu's going to go to the kitchen and see what's holding up the food. I'm going to go bring the food.
The food that was ordered 3 minutes ago. Hey, what's the hold up?
Yes. I am that person in the restaurant.
I'm just imagining Fregul doing the thing from Emperor's New Groove. Somebody who sounds exactly like him just going back and forth in and out the door is changing the order up.
Yes.
But anyways, yeah, you guys get in the room, everything settled, door closed.
How are Caleb and Ellie reacting to their new surroundings?
Pretty nice place, I guess. I don't have a whole lot of experience with inns.
Thank you. Well, you can consider this home for right now.
Hmm. Oh, sorry. Fregu pulls out a flask of water. Want to say bladder?
Fragul, we do not let the children drink.
No.
Ooh,
it's not alcohol.
Can I investigate to see if it's actually water?
That's the other flask. This is the... Wait. Yes, this is the water.
Please, can I check to see if it's water before he hands it to the kids?
Yes.
Fragul would take a little swig.
Like water coming out, but...
It was a visual gag. Fragul takes a little sip out of the... flask and is like, yes, this is water.
Can we do learning for that? Learn to see if it's water.
Fregul can tell the difference between alcohol and water.
He knows the difference. He is experienced in the difference between alcohol and water.
Oh, and water.
Here, is you want alcohol?
The
alcohol
the former.
Not the
it's
latter.
The quenchiest.
I hand it to the to Caleb.
I'm good.
Very good water.
I'm sure it is.
All right.
So, Caleb, Ali, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Where are you from originally?
Over in Brighton. It's where the family house is.
So you said this was 3 weeks ago that she was bitten. Ellie, you said it was three weeks ago that you said you were bitten by something.
She's not real good on the talking at the moment. Sorry. It was 3 weeks ago. Yeah, she was playing outside on the grounds and came running back to the house with this weird looking bite on her arm. And then
what did the bite look like?
I mean, it looked like... There's a chunk of her skin missing. I don't know what it looks like.
Like, did it look like a dog bit her, or...
Was she able back then to describe the thing that bit her?
She tried. It didn't make a whole lot of sense.
What did she say? It's okay if it doesn't make sense.
I mean... And he kind of, you know, looks over at her in that kind of like, you know, hey, jog my memory by letting me look at you kind of thing. It looked like her, but not person shaped.
Okay. I'm going to try and recall again if I can remember anything about what this might be. With a 15.
Nope.
The only thing that's coming to your mind looking at her and trying to think back on stuff you've read is recounts in old stories of creatures that were made by combining other creatures together.
Do I get anything a little bit more than that with a 23?
Same basic thing. You've read about them in books in the archives at the various academies, just, you know, as something to do. You know, people like to do crazy ass things with the light sometimes, up to and including, hey, let's take this, you know, dog and give it bird wings by taking a dog and a bird and apple pen.
Bird.
Hey, Remy, can you remember anything about people experimenting with combining living creatures?
Not combining, no.
How was the... I know you said it was a bite, but, like, did it start to fester right away? Did it, like, start healing? What did the wound do? Or did it just, like, propagate out, like, and she started to transform?
I'm basically. I mean, we put some salve on it, we put a bandage on it, and next thing we knew, there were spines sticking out of the bandage.
Hmm.
You said that your father is not around anymore.
I mean, he's somewhere? Maybe? I hope.
So who took care of you?
I mean, the staff?
I see.
Gives a knowing nod.
I mean, Dad's always in and out. I mean, when he's home, he's usually in his study, and, you know, the Torun will come talk to him for a while, and, you know, then he leaves again. And...
Oh, the Torun come to your father?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess they like the thing he digs up out of the ruins.
What's his name?
Oh! I want to try to do it like a freaking knowledge roll on this one. Yeah, what? Yeah, I want to hear his name, but I'm gonna roll learning.
Sorry, forgot that part. Well, I should specify. It looks like he wants to do the forehead palm kind of thing, but the action never really seems to happen.
Hmm.
Yeah. Caleb and Delaina Galleon of House of Galleon over in Brighton.
Spell!
E-G-A-L-I-O-N.
I guess one of my ancestors was kind of a big deal. I don't know. Dad hunts for relics. he sells them off to the kingdoms for money, and we live pretty sweet for it. But I mean, that means he's always gone. And...
You know, I literally asked for this. I literally did.
Do I know anything about this guy? And do I get any sort of advantage on rolling to know if I know about this guy?
I mean, it's history related, so.
And how about me, who is an archaeologist? Like.
So I get, what is it? Hang on.
I would have no benefit on this one.
It's history related and it's my own race. And outsiders having dealings with the guild is a big fucking deal. Hang on.
Not anymore.
She rolled a 900. No, I'm just kidding.
What, 900? That's technically possible.
I mean, technically, statistically possible.
You have to get a shitload of explosions, but it could technically be done with the system.
Had a 61 initiative, so.
That'd be more
68, I believe, actually.
68, thank you.
So, yeah, okay.
The initiative's so nice, he went twice.
So
I was gonna say, if it's a challenge rating of 22 or lower, I automatically succeed, and if it is higher than that, I get a 35 on knowing who this guy is.
Yeah, you know him. I'm gonna say I want to say you know him.
You know the name Agalian because that was the individual who finally put an end to the reign of terror of the dread Lord Nosfera.
But specifically their dad.
And you don't know shit.
As far as their dad is concerned, he is token treasure hunter, relic ruin diver, basically.
Would I have ever met him in my travels?
You may have seen him in passing coming into Tolvera, because what he does is he, you know, goes digging in the ruins in the continent, and if he finds anything that, you know, is remotely interesting, he sells it off to the highest bidder, basically.
Well, that's the reason why I brought that up, is because I was that as well with Sadie's mom and dad. So,
and Sadie, quite literally, I just have to put that out there since we are audio only. For shits and giggles, I did a learning roll, and I am totally the fucking cat in the corner. I rolled a 6. I know it all.
So this is a descendant of
Calabras's mortal enemy.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Literally mortal enemy. The guy may have succeeded in killing him.
Maybe. We can't be too sure yet, though. That may be false headlines.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. Well, not you specifically, but...
So that's the reason why I asked if I knew him, you know, actually personally, since we probably ran in very similar circles.
You know the name because you did run in similar circles, but you've never run into him face to face.
Okay.
You know, it's not one of those situations where you guys went looking for something and you saw the calling card spray painted on the wall.
The galleon was here.
Now playing.
Yeah, it was that kind of situation where you're cursing his name because he got to the sweet score before you did.
Question for knowledge of this guy, was he selling stuff to the Torun specifically as well, or was he giving us the stuff that shouldn't be sold?
He was giving you guys the stuff that shouldn't be sold.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
So I like this guy.
Yeah, so he was the responsible kind.
He's a good guy. He's the best guy. The guy that everybody loves.
Everybody knows it.
So yeah, so I'm going to give Ellie and Caleb a friendly smile. I have heard of your father. He's a good man.
Good man, not a great dad, I guess.
That is a shame. It is sometimes hard. You have to understand me, boy. Sometimes it is hard to balance work and family life.
Quick thing. Fragul will go up to Calibras. Do you know what they're talking about, Calibras? Who is this guy?
Yeah, I kind of go up alongside Fragul going, I don't know what's happening over there.
They say he's famous.
He's acting like a cat. I don't understand.
And because of the whole it takes a village thing, again, depending on if I'm able to get a read off of Calibras or not, I'm starting to put two and two together here.
Well, I don't think
you want to do a mind reading thing.
You know what?
Fuck this guy.
Because what's Calibras like? How is he emoting right now?
He has got a stone cold face.
Did he like? Did was there like an involuntary jerk or something like that when he said his last name? God damn it!
Yeah, when he stabbed that knife thrower.
He rolled a five.
I rolled a five.
God damn it. I was expecting that
is a stone wall you cannot overcome.
There is a slight, I guess, sort of like perk up, but it's very fast.
Did you just say?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, holy crap, you're famous, or your family.
I saw a statue of him in the, you probably recognize the last name Fragul from statues in the academy, especially in the war college.
Maybe that's where it's where he... They had a bunch of stories about him defeating this one big evil guy.
Yes. Yes, he did.
All right. This character
did. And like, Velfaria is probably trying her hardest not to just, like, grin from ear to ear over at Kylo Ren's.
Well, thankfully, she's got the kids, so any, like, smirk that she has is just her smiling at them, like, oh, yeah, we're fellow archaeology families.
Yeah. Kong, 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 kong. Food's here!
Well, maybe you guys can help.
Absolutely.
Could one of you get this cloak off me?
Of course, I'll gently...
Be careful, it kind of stinks.
Okay. Very gently lift it off.
Boy, I can smell that from here.
Great smell. It's definitely lived in.
We need to burn that.
Or we can wash and repair it.
Or we can do both.
Burn it, raise the ashes as a new cloak.
Fragu has smelt that before. There's no hope saving that.
Watch me.
Yes, Felix?
I'm going to take Belfrey aside and have a quiet talk. Are you gonna let me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just let the kids know. I'll be right back.
I got Dim Balfreya. Don't worry. And at this point, I start giving them fresh water out of a pitcher and give them food.
Out of a pitcher?
Pitcher.
Well, for some reason, when you said pitcher...
What are you... Well, okay, is that not a thing in Australia? The thing that you pour water out of or liquid out of into a cup?
No, they use bags.
What a jug.
It's not a fucking water jug. It's called a pitcher.
So, anything too crazy... Shit gets a little more complicated when the cloak comes off.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
The reason this kid's body language has been so odd and kind of stiff and motionless is you notice that at about the elbow start these absolutely fucking huge pair of gauntlets These things would look big on an own. They would almost fit Remy.
Wow.
Well, I know who this character is based off of.
I want to wreck it!
Not quite.
What can I tell about these things?
They're definitely something old. They are very fancy, very ornate, a lot of engravings, and some broken chains hanging from the tops of them.
Are they Ascension era or younger than that?
What does Sadie recognize?
38.
A lot of it looks like stuff you've seen in the in various cases and drawings in the academies.
Okay.
While you're looking through metal books for the pretty pictures.
Is it metal?
She doesn't look for pretty. She
looks like metal.
It's metal. Because the cat just... It's metal. Can I come over and touch your arm? Please?
Say, Sadie's not pretty picture lady. She's actually doing research.
I know, but I couldn't help...
That was Amy. Get your damn characters right, Josh.
Well, if you guys would quit changing them...
Oh! He's changed once. Me, you could yell at.
I know. I tease.
I come back to firing shots. Apparently,
I vote because I love you.
Aww.
The best RPG groups friendly tease each other sometimes.
As we drink from water pictures.
Dave back in the day.
Pictures.
And his character that died 90 sometimes in a completely different way each time.
Right.
We had a cleric on order. His name was Tweak. Because he had to cast True Resurrection so many times, we had to basically beam him back to the infernal plane every day to re-level.
Jeez.
Anyways. Small child, absolutely fucking huge hands. Not surprising that he isn't really taking things like water skins.
Are those stuck on you?
I think. I mean, I can't really. And there's a lot of clanging as he shakes his arms.
I'm going to take a closer look at them and also try and see what I can sense about them. It's a 21 in prescience, and second learning roll is worse than the last one, 15.
Do you want some help getting out of those? Might feel a little bit more comfortable.
I don't think force is the way to do it.
Yeah, I really don't want to wreck the room, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Can I sense anything from them?
Strong.
Yeah, these are... I'm pretty sure these are enhancing his might. We shouldn't go pulling on them.
Yeah, would
I mean, you kind of saw what I did to that cage, and I wasn't even really trying.
Yes, that was what there was about.
That's the major problem is that's everything. I can't. They don't stop. He looks around the room and he pokes a vase on one of the countertops, and it turns to dust basically.
Where did you get those?
They were something Dad brought back from one of his explorations. And he wasn't quite sure what to do with them. But when Ellie went missing, it was the only thing I could think of. I ran home and I grabbed him, and now...
I'm
investigating the dust of the vase. Obviously, it's stuff.
Can I spot any sort of latch or engraving that I would have recognized as an off button?
You're not seeing anything is the problem. Like the entirety of everything you're seeing along the inscription lines and around the little crystalline structures at the various junctures of the plates, it's all power. Just power, 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 power.
Question. Can Sylvia inspect the dust to see if she can pick anything up from it?
Or when you think dust, is it just like it that it just smashed it so hard that it's dust?
Yeah, I mean, you know how when you throw a plate on the floor, it drops on the floor, and it breaks into a bunch of pieces, and then you get like the fine powder from the really like particularly the bad breaks. It basically all really badly broke from him tapping it.
Or if there's any sort of residual power stuff in the dust.
There's no residual. It got hit really hard from a really simple gesture.
Does it look or feel safe or unsafe to try and teleport him out of them, at least for now?
You can't really tell is the thing.
Okay. So I'm going to let him know I can attempt to do for you what I did for Ellie, but until I can get a better look at these, I can't guarantee that it wouldn't hurt you. So I would rather not try that yet.
I'd really appreciate that.
But we will keep studying these, and we will do everything we can to get these off of you and to help you learn about how to use them.
With these, does it look like he's just wearing gigantic gloves? Like, where is it like attached to him, if anything? Like,
have you ever seen the Big O?
Yes.
His arms basically look like that. You have little stick boy arms and then giant gauntlet.
Okay, so it looks like, so like it attached like here on him. There's
so
no like
pie arms.
Yeah, gauntlet's gonna be from the elbow down.
Yeah, so it's but there's no like.
But they are so, like I said, these things look like they would almost fit Remy, and Remy is 10 feet tall.
Well, it's like when I look down the like his arm, like looking
you see
down
darkness.
Look over at. No, I wouldn't. Wrong character. Damn it! Character knowledge.
What if we ask Fragu in character? What if we ask one of the? I mean, we can ask. Lisa A. If she knows anything, but she's probably resting right now.
She's probably resting, and with what I want to put in a request for some information before we do anything else.
We can go to the book place.
We need to make sure that these babies are taken care of. Caleb, how long have you had? You said you've had these on for 3 weeks now.
When we tried talking to Assface and everything went kind of fuzzy and I woke up half a town away and noticed she wasn't there and neither were the wagons, I ran home, I put them on, and I just started chasing him. And I haven't really stopped.
So have you... Obviously you have not been able to take care of yourself fully on this, but have you been sleeping at all since you've worn these? Has your have you been easier to slip into rages or anything like that?
I mean, I've been angry, but my sister was kidnapped. Wouldn't you be?
Yes, that's... but more so I need to know if it was more of a your sister is angry or if you were, say, compelled by these to get angry.
I don't think so. I mean,
there's a big difference.
I just wanted to hit him.
There's a big difference between angry, rageful, and worried.
I just wanted to get my sister back. She's in a lot of trouble, arguably worse than me, because at least these aren't getting any worse.
They're not getting any better either.
Was he doing that right next to me?
Yeah, and your clothes actually flutter from the motion. Like, you're standing in front of a strong wind when he does this.
Do her sleeves go up?
My coat is off right now. Oh. I put it around Sadie when I saw that her dress got all torn up.
So I could see the guns. Okay.
You can see a very bright purple shirt and a black vest with a lot of pockets.
Okay. Well, what I am going to do for you, I'm going to let these two obviously want to go talk. I'm going to take care of you. I will feed you. I will bathe you. Whatever I need to do, we will take you and your sister. You are free to stay here. You are my guests. I have a room that you can stay in, that you can wreck, that you do whatever you need to do. But I want to make sure that you two are taken care of until we can get you back to your daddy.
I don't even know where to find him right now. I mean,
that is a problem that we will face in the morning. You have your sister back now. You two are safe. This is something that we can work on in the morning. We need to get you cleaned up. We need to get you rested. We need to get you fed.
Sounds really good.
And he looks over at Ellie. Ellie, is that okay with you? You can nod. It's okay.
She's kind of like hiding behind one of the gauntlets and just kind of nod.
Okay.
Very, very slightly, in that you can barely see me, but I'm trying to be slightly more agreeable.
I probably see the antler shake a little bit in a nodding motion.
Yeah.
while I am feeding you and taking care of you, Caleb, my daughters here are probably going to be poking at your gauntlets and trying to figure out something that they can do with it. It's okay. They are very... My daughter here, Sylvia, she is a professor at the Academy. My daughter here, Sadie, she is top of her class. She is one of the best students at the Academy. Besides my friend Valfreya here, I cannot think of any two people that are more qualified to help you out with your issues that you have.
She kind of raises an eyebrow at you at that.
He looks back at you, giving you a knowing look.
I walk towards...
You are out of character, you are doing me a concern.
Heckin' big concern.
Heckin' big concern.
I booped your inside, Snoot.
Ew.
That did come out wrong. I apologize.
You're coming across very quiet, Dale, so...
Sorry.
Be closer to your microphone, Dale.
I might be on the wrong microphone.
No, you're on your right microphone. You were just...
I'm just gonna do this! I had a phone call and I was a little nervous. So I walk over to the little boy. My name is Sylvia. What is your name, little boy? I technically haven't introduced myself to this person.
Yeah, but asking him his name, he said his name like 18 times now.
But, okay, whatever. He doesn't know my name.
And that's fine.
He kind of does that, you know, younger kid. Are you for real? My name's Caleb. We kind of established that, but it's nice to meet you.
So we nods.
Felix, is Calabras moving for the private chat now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm giving him food.
I will excuse myself from the kids and go with the. Go with Calabras.
Okay. Calabras will sort of struggle to find words really quickly. I'm pretty sure you won't agree with this, but I don't trust the little girl to keep herself completely, to keep us out of harm's way. It's human and all, but it's also a part monster.
She is human. And she is scared.
Right. That doesn't stop it from...
Her.
Her from being a threat.
He says, doesn't stop it, and you see Sadie just shoot a look like death.
They're whispering in the corner in the other side of the room.
It's a war machine. It's going to kill us all. It's a monster. It's going to kill us all.
I'm just concerned.
For a guy who wanted to kill us all, he's awful worried about things that want to kill us all.
I mean, you don't.
Well, who would know better?
DJ knows that.
CJ doesn't know that either.
But see, here's a thought for you. Calabras saw what Sadie turned into.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to kill you all?
Well,
I can go into blind rages.
You haven't shown to be unstable.
I'm a woman. What are you
doing?
You win that argument.
My little 5'6" frame walks up and stares at you when you say that, and I go, I'm a woman. You want the definition of unstable?
Wait, I thought this was taking place out of character.
Yes, this is out of character. This is weird, like, second person. Rachel, you're not in the conversation.
I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate your concern. I understand if you want to watch her, but I wholeheartedly believe that she is not a threat.
Would it be more comfortable if we kept her in a separate room, to be quite honest?
Well, Joe Kiro offered them to stay with him tonight.
Okay, that's fair. I can't really argue with that.
I do need to go, though. I left something unfinished at the campsite.
Do you need help with that?
If you want to come, I won't ask you to, but I would appreciate backup. I will let you know ahead of time. This is a stealth mission. That other manacle got left behind, and I don't want the people who tortured Kai to get their hands on it.
Understandable. Okay, then I'll leave my armor here and we can head off.
It's because apparently without his armor, Calabras is a fucking ninja.
Yeah, seriously. Also, I don't take super severe penalties while not having it. Just FYI.
It's like Rock Lee dropping the training weights.
Yeah.
The guards are probably watching the exits. I'll need to get us out.
We could tell our friends to keep them distracted while we sneak out.
Possibly. Depends on the nature of the distraction, because these children's ability to not be arrested depends on us being well-behaved little prisoners.
Well, it's well-behaved or get to the manacle. There's only one we can pick.
Honey, you forget. This is my job. And she just kind of grins at you.
Well, whatever you're willing to do, I'm down for it.
I have a plan.
All right, lay it on me.
The guards are watching the exits. My skill with teleporting has been growing recently. I don't need to see where we're going. As long as I know I'm sending us to an unoccupied space, I can send us to a place I can't see, which means even though the alley outside our room is dark right now, I can get us out there.
Okay. Well,
from then. There, she just kind of holds up her finger, goes over to her bag, reaches all the way down in the bottom of it, and pulls out what looks like a similar version to her white coat, except it's such a dark blue, it's almost black. Puts that on, ties her hair back, grabs a scarf, wraps it around her head so you can't see the white hair. because, you know, white hair kind of stands out.
Especially in the dark.
Exactly.
Before we leave, I'd like to examine the... I'd like to examine Ellie and make sure that anything that's happening to her is not entropy related.
I think that's a really good idea.
Right. If you could convince her to let me examine, that'd be good.
Of course. So I will pull off the scarf for now, go kneel next to Ellie. Ellie? This man right here, this is my friend Calabras. He is skilled in a special kind of channeling, and he wants to see if he's able to help you. But in order to do that, he needs to come stand over by us. Is that okay?
She'll kind of look around and over. Caleb kind of like nudges her with his back a little bit. I think these guys are okay, Ellie. I mean, yeah, he's real ugly, but...
I watched Calabras save the life of a little girl about Ellie's age. If there's anything he can do, I trust him to do it.
I mean, kind of why we came here, so yes, go for it. It'll be okay. I'd offer to hug you, but you know. He looks over at the vase.
Airstroke again.
Just close your eyes. You won't even see him. It'll be over like that.
Here we go. Let's do that entropy roll.
Come on, entropy roll.
Hey!
That's a 32.
God damn.
That paid off.
Right?
So yeah. Basically what happens is you see something sort of like... The easiest way to describe it is you can see exactly where she was bitten.
Oh.
It's radiating, basically. You can't see like a specific color or shade or anything like that. It doesn't look like anything specific. The best way I can describe it is, you know how like a hot car hood will have like the wavy
lines above it?
Yeah, like heat waves, but kind of like pulsing out. And it's just going in waves all across her.
Does it feel like infectious in any way?
I mean, it's obviously strongest at that point, but it's all over her now. And while you can't say for certain, you're pretty sure the longer that those waves go on, the more and more drastic this is going to get.
But it's not contagious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like you can catch it, basically. Especially not since you know what you're doing anyways.
Okay. I'll go ahead and smile and thank her and then walk off.
Can she see you smiling right now? Do you still have your thing on?
I mean, I wasn't wearing my armor when I showed up, so.
But you had your little rogue mask.
Yeah, it was a scarf. Yeah. I'll give her like a gentle pat.
Make an agility roll.
Hey, Spinies.
Does Calabras bleed? No, he's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Calabras does a backflip and he nails the landing.
He sticks the landing.
10.
10.
Afterwards, the little celebration.
Still nothing higher than a 7 from the Russian judge.
Right. That's topical.
Well, you know, you got to buy their votes.
Oh.
Hey.
That reference is topical for this being released in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, is he going to do anything, or?
Look to Calabras. What did you find?
I think it's better if we talk about it in private.
Okay.
Hmm.
So I'll stand up. I have.
Let's run that errand that you needed to do.
Yes. I will be right back.
Okay, we will be here.
I'm going to go to the window and look to make sure that there's nobody that I can see hanging out back there. Do I need a perception roll, or can I see from the window?
I mean, you're still going to need to make a perception roll because you're looking for specific things, but...
Perception. That's the thing that I want. That's a 24.
Hey.
You're not seeing anything at the moment.
Okay. I will pull my scarf up and hop out into the alleyway.
You're going to take Calabras with you, or?
Well, I'm going first.
Oh, okay.
I can, when I do one person, it's an automatic success. But when it's more than one person, I can roll for it. So when we're out of initiative, it's easier for me to just basically chain us along.
Like we do with the bunny hop.
Does the coast look clear so far?
So far, I mean, you hear some noises around the bend, but...
What kind of noises?
Idle chatter.
Okay. I'll bring Calabras out then.
Ooh. Nonchalant.
That the noise you make while you're being teleported. Ooh.
Well, I mean, you did have to kind of get used to it when I marathon teleported everybody to the academy that one time.
I do remember that.
We played Leapfrog.
Exactly.
That was the thing that happened.
That's so good.
And...
Literally. Bunny hop.
And yeah, just bunny hop our way like from sort of along side streets. Obviously, you're wearing dark colors, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
So...
I'm a necromancer. I always wear dark clothing.
Calabras is the MVP of Hot Topic.
It's true. I'm like a favorite customer over there.
You only work in shades of black or very, very dark gray?
Would you say
dark blue?
You're a hot customer?
You're a hot customer. Hot Topic.
Okay, so you managed to hop your way through the majority of the city without much of an issue. After a certain point, you feel it's probably safe to just resume walking normally. I mean, unless it is faster for you to teleport, but...
Well, I mean, I can go 25 feet at a teleport, so that's like 25 feet per second for each of us, basically.
So
it would be faster to get out there if I just keep leapfrogging us.
Alrighty. No problem. I assume while they're doing their stealth ops, you guys managed to get the wash tub set up and work something out to get Caleb cleaned off, which is going to be a bit of a chore, but not as bad as trying to clean Ellie because...
Spiky bits.
Yeah. Well, everything bits.
No, yes.
That's more just get a shit ton of water and just keep pouring it on her.
It's worse than trying to bait a dog.
Do they have like plumbing? Can they just run the shower over her?
They do not have an aqueduct system. I apologize. They're not that advanced yet. They're working on it.
Okay, so Fragu has to go out and get the buckets of... Holy ass,
wasn't destroyed before we'd be able to progress further in technology.
Yeah, you know, invasions just set things back so much.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of asshole would do that?
Right? So are we going to have...
Freya
like...
has a different perspective on that, which maybe you'll get to hear.
So is it like a tub that's brought in, feature. Or was there one already in the room?
There was probably one in like a side closet type of deal.
Is it like one of those where you have to like build a fire underneath it to warm it up?
No, that they can do magically, thankfully. It's put it over the tub area and let some light do the rest.
It's a magic tub.
Yeah,
magic tub.
It's a hot tub time machine.
It's a magic tub time machine.
But it only travels to the future at the rate of 1 second per second.
processing.
I get humor.
Humor. Hang on a second.
Yeah, so kind of just idle chit chat. I mean, I'm like, I'll take a look at the gauntlets every so often because, I mean, like I said, I'm, you know, versed enough as a archaeologist that I'm like, hey, you know, obviously I know these things are obviously old and unstable, but, you know, maybe, just maybe, I've seen or done something.
Yeah. Sylvia kind of goes over and inspects the gauntlets also.
Scrub an arm, look at the gauntlets.
38, so.
Wow, that was cool. Whoa, 38.
That's a mighty big roll. Yeah, I mean, you're no stranger to these sort of things. Equipment basically to enhance natural parameters is not terribly uncommon, especially, you know, from the era of Ascension and, you know, shortly after.
Yeah.
The thing that's probably causing the most amount of difficulties is, like I said, along the tops, there are bits of chain that have been broken off. Your best wager is that something is missing, and that's what's causing the problems.
Interesting.
And Sylvia's having a real dumb day, apparently.
No, I mean, 22 is nothing to shake a shit at.
Yeah, 22 is a good roll. The thing is that anything artifact related is an incredibly high challenge rating.
It was a shot in the dark.
I mean, you don't know
the miracle 68.
Yeah, the miracle 68. The miracle on 68th Street. Yeah, you know roughly the same as Jokudo because, you know, above 20 rolls. It's just you aren't quite getting the, you know, well maybe these broken bits of chain are part of what's wrong with it. Like, you realize that this is not a terribly uncommon piece of, you know, reliquary from that time period. It's just not something you've had a lot of personal experience with, because anything like this would probably be locked up in the Royal Vault. So you don't get to tinker with that kind of stuff too often.
Sure.
And thankfully it's nothing that's going to cause him to go into like a berserker rage or anything like that. Like, that was...
No, I mean, he falls asleep in the bathtub.
Okay.
And he is out like a fucking light.
I'm gonna try and like pick him up.
He's understandably very heavy. You are going to have to make a might check.
Yep.
14.
Yeah, he's real awkward to try and lift, unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
What's my? Oh no, I'm not even. Sylvia's not even gonna try.
You get Fruggle to help you.
Jokuro kind of struggle a little bit, and Sylvia's kind of like, have at it.
Hey, Fruggle, brother, would you try and lend me a hand here so we can possibly get this boy into a bed?
Sure. Give me a second.
Poor thing.
Right.
That disadvantage is killing Rachel.
The thing is, it's like she rolled 2 fours.
Yeah.
23.
Hey, there we go. Got the right to bear arms.
He's the bear is bearing the arms while Jokuro carries Caleb himself.
All
And yeah, like I said, the real trick is going to get getting Ellie cleaned up. You wind up going through a lot of sponges.
Yeah, look at Remy. Hey, big brother, do you mind if we use your bed for a little bit so we can let this boy get some rest?
By all means. I can't.
Oh, okay.
he sort of does that, you know, look at himself and then look at the bed. I do not think the math works out.
Well, our beds are made for the, Jokiro says the right word, but CJ's blanking.
Onurek?
Yes.
they're made for our larger patrons.
Yes, we have beds for the Barrelax, we have beds for the Onurek. So, you know, I know some people don't sleep, and apparently you're one of those people.
It's actually just a Japanese-style platform with the mattress on top of it.
I mean, that's the easiest way to go about it.
True.
I knew this one guy. He was human, but he did not sleep at all. I do not know why. I don't get it, but whatever. Everybody has their own thing.
Indeed. But you are more than welcome to make use of the facilities.
Thank you, buddy.
Especially for them.
Remy likes kids.
Yay!
Yeah, it's kind of like his only friend was one.
Right? Fragul and Jokiro awkwardly IKEA box lift this child onto the...
IKEA box lift!
And episode title.
And episode title. Have it arrived towards the end, huh?
Unsurprisingly, when Fragul lets go of the arms, like, if he doesn't do it very carefully, they are going to, like, thud on the mattress. And you may hear, like, slight cracking.
Is that the bed or Fragul?
Yes.
This is where we need Kai back to regrow the bed frame.
Right.
Aww. We just have Sylvia pick up artwork as well. Well, not artwork, woodwork. Artwork, wow. I'm having a good day.
I look at the girls. Girls, would you mind, she might be a little bit more comfortable around other girls trying to baiting her. Just be careful of the
spiky beats.
The spiky beats and the... Do you guys, I've never actually had to deal with this with you two. Do you guys know how to wash a lizard?
I look at Sadie and I go,
I have never given you a lizard, but I don't know what you had before you were living with me.
I think we can figure it out.
We can figure it out. We can tag team.
You're smart, girls.
There's books for that.
You're smart, girls. I know you. But you probably feel better around you two than me trying to bait her.
Jokiro, I normally wouldn't say this to you, but get out. Let us handle her.
I mean, I'm over here making sure. Fragul, so we can let the girls bid him. He's not going anywhere, and I think Big Brother here might be able to handle himself if something happens. Do you want a drink?
Sure, I'll go for a drink.
All right, brother.
How are you drinking, buddies?
Pat you on the back.
I want to go and have a
hair of the dog, or gorilla, or bear.
Bear. Yeah.
Hair of
the bear.
Animal. Man bear, gorilla bear. Dog.
Big sheep,
ostrich.
Yeah. Sylvia kind of mutters under her breath, "I wanted to go and drink after today's disappointment."
She's still salty about the lost revenue.
Yep.
Well, I mean, nothing's stopping you from going to get a drink after Ellie is clean and in bed.
Sylvia,
do you mean we make it that far?
After this, I have a feeling I'm gonna need one too.
Everybody's drinking tonight.
Okay, everybody so, get cranked tonight.
The two of you.
Hi.
I need three rolls from the both of you.
Oh.
I need logic. I need agility, and I need persuasion.
I built Rachel's character. I know she is good at one of those things.
Probably none of them.
I love how you were like, yeah, the stealth is going perfectly smoothly. By the way, this bath sequence is going to need three different rolls.
Which order? Do you want them in that order?
Just whichever order you want to roll them in. I just need those three. It's kind of a group check thing.
Do you and want nothing. Me to still have my disadvantage?
Yeah, unfortunately, you do still have the disadvantage. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Unless Jokiro wanted to bolster her on the way out.
I would not be aware that she would need to do that, so probably not.
Oh, that persuasion.
Ugh. Yeah, the D20
that
exploded.
That agility, though.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're not very logical.
So, Sylvia, what did you roll?
I rolled a 12 for logic.
And?
A 6 for agility.
And a
22 for persuasion.
Oh, sweet!
No!
Oh,
no!
I'm not rolling another thing. I'm done.
Oh, man, the other one was a 16. Oh, God.
Ouch. That hurts.
That is really sad.
I do still need the persuasion, Sadie.
It's real hard to get a nat 1 in this game, and Rachel got it on her agility roll, which she's not great at.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But between the two of you, you manage to sweet-talk her enough to stay relatively still in the bath and let you work. You do unfortunately get some minor, you know, cosmetic nicks and cuts on your hands because you keep, you know, accidentally brushing into spines, rubbing the scales the wrong way.
Off the lizard, so we're doing okay.
But you do manage to figure out the best way to get the individual parts clean, because you're not going to wash scales and fur the same way. But it's going to be a slightly harrowing experience for the both of you.
Bathing montage.
What you do notice, though, is as she starts, you know, settling down a little bit, some of the more drastic augmentations become a little less so.
Oh.
Protection instincts.
Why?
Make another logic roll.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
I actually have stuff in logic. It would be useful.
Both clueless. Good to know.
Best you can figure, and it's a pretty stretch of a guess for you two, because unfortunately didn't roll super fantastic.
We rolled a 12 and an 11. Oh god, that was a bug.
A 12 and 11, and then another one for Sadie.
Your best guess is her stress level and her fear and just everything that had been going on was actually aggravating her condition.
Okay.
Can I attempt, and I do flat out very, very high emphasis on attempt, because obviously the one was not the one that rolled, the 11 or the 12 was the one that rolled first.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
Massively emphasized attempt to maybe try to break the supernatural influence that she seems to be under.
I mean, it kind of seems like it's wearing off.
You might need to speak up a little bit, Dale.
Well, I'm on top of my microphone. Hi, my name is Water Buffalo.
You're going in and out. It's real weird.
Is your audio auto adjusting?
It could be. Oh, I know what's wrong. Hey, let me change to that. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. What? Can I try and...
That's a 21 for prescience for Rachel, by the way.
I mean, wait. Protection, CJ.
Protection.
I'll let that go through first before I try something.
Okay.
I'm actually also going to try for protection. This is going
to... Not to rush along, but at what point do me and Valfrey end up at the campsite?
It takes you, especially because you're trying to be cautious, between 30 minutes to an hour to make it out that far, because Tolvera is a big place. You were about dead center in it. So.
I mean, once we get out, like, out of where guards would be watching, we can be a little bit more open and just popping along.
So.
Yeah. That's part of the reason I was going through this now, is because it's basically while you guys are making your way out of the city, this is going on.
Right.
We're like ninja flickering through the city.
Jumping from rooftop to rooftop.
The Assassin's Creed montage.
The Very Dark Blue Ops.
Yes, The Very Dark Blue Ops.
That sounds like a show title right there.
Right.
So I try and comfort her a little bit because she seems very shaken still. So that's what my 16 is for.
Do you have points in protection?
I do not.
You can't use an extraordinary without having points in it.
Yeah, that is one of the hard rules, is unless there's something else going on, the extraordinary stats need at least one point in them.
You could try what, Josh, persuasion or presence for that? To calm her down?
Yeah.
I think I've got stuff in persuasion.
And you can use the social, mental, and physical without having points in them. It's just okay. The extraordinary that you have to have points in to use.
Okay, so I can use prescience, prescience, as it looks like here, or energy.
Yes, prescience. You can use prescience.
Prescience!
Well, I mean... Technically, you could use a prescience roll before you do
Whoa.
An experience.
Fuck me. Whoa. Alrighty, so Daily getting his first big explosion of the game.
Right.
With a 32. Yeah.
36.
Yeah, that's a 36.
And that's a 27. She's calm.
For Sadie.
Yeah, so between the extra bits of, you know, soft-talking, soothing, you know, everything's going to be okay, and the little bit of... The little bit of influence there, you managed to get her calmed down enough that she's also practically passed out in the tub, similar to her brother. But you have most of a human face back on her.
Sadie, how about we try and get her to bed?
You might want to enlist some help from Remy on that one.
Hey, Remy.
Yes, Professor.
We might need some help getting this lovely young lady to bed. She is out for the count. And
certainly.
We can't lift her ourselves because she's right.
I love how, like, I'm reassuring Calabras. Like, oh yeah, they can stay in a separate room. It's fine. And then we're going to come back and they're going to be tucked into that giant bed. And he's going to just be like, really?
Give you the look.
Remy just takes a hand, puts it in the tub and whoop. And then basically reaches across the room and deposits her on the bed.
I knew you could do it, Remy.
And actually, because that is also a thing he can do.
Is sing a lullaby. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you want to alarm the rest of the
Rock-a-bye, babe.
And you notice by the time she hits the mattress, she's completely dry.
Yay! Question mark.
Did she pass like in front of his like exhaust ports or what?
if he has exhaust ports. I mean, because he can channel, basically, right?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you notice his hand was glowing a little bit, but only a little bit. But yeah, the kiddos are clean and tucked into bed, so... meanwhile...
Do we want to save that one for next time?
We'll get the stealth ups out of the way, because it's going to be a couple of quick rolls.
Yeah.
And that way, tonight is wrapped up in one neat package.
Okay.
I hate to drag this on a little bit longer, but after I do the stealth rolls, I do need to say something.
Sure. Okay, so that's fine. But as far as the camp infiltration goes, basically, just drop me some agility. Unless you want to do your entropy thing to create just a zone of silence around yourself again. Because that worked so great at the beginning of the game.
Hey.
Or, like, can you put people to sleep with agility? Or not with agility, God. Yes, with agility. With entropy.
Yeah, you can put them to sleep for good.
I feel like that would be influence.
That would fall under the purview of incapacitation. Let me see... Scrolling.
Entropy.
Yeah, you can knock them out.
All right.
So, basically, you have
already done it. Thank you. Thank you.
I know. Shut up.
Wait.
I'm adorable.
Shut up, baby. I know, bitch. I'm adorable.
Really quickly, what's
I rolled a 22 for a knockout.
Okay, ooh. So you managed to incapacitate the first individual you would have run across on the grounds. Basically, just roll me a couple of entropies as you go along.
Okay.
Give me 5 total.
That's another 22.
3.
15.
31. Night.
Well, oh, okay.
22 is the magic number of the evening.
I don't know about you, but Calabras is feeling 22.
Calabras is so feeling 22.
One of them, as you start to, you know, try and put them under, you notice they've had some coffee this evening. They're not going down quite as easily. So you guys may need to come up with some other way to bypass this individual to get where you need to go.
I can just teleport us past them to, like, the shadow of another tent.
Okay.
How would I stealth do that? Just agility or movement? Because the teleportation itself is a success. It's just whether or not they notice us.
Yeah, you're going to want to make... give me perception.
Perception.
Basically, you're going to look for a window when they're, you know, turn the other way or...
That's an 11.
Oh, yes.
Oof. That nat 1.
But I mean, this is a team mission. Calabras might spot a window.
I can try and roll perception. I'm going to be garbage at it, but I can do it.
Hey, you might get another awesome explosion. It's 18, so better than me. So I'm a little off my game because I haven't worked with another person in quite some time. And usually the people I'm working with on these type of missions can also teleport.
Yeah, how dare you not be able to teleport, Calabras?
Yeah, what the fuck? Anyways,
you notice he has the guard has started looking the other direction, so.
I alert Valfreya of this.
Go.
And now we go.
Go.
Okay, you managed to make it back to the little site they had set up specifically for the beast. Signs are still up and everything.
Is there anybody around?
It looks like not so much because everything's kind of on lockdown at the moment. You know, you guys kind of arrested their proprietor and half the staff.
Just making sure, because I mean, they're kind of just, is the manacle still there?
You will have to get closer to find out.
I will teleport us around to the back side of the wagon where I went to during the fight.
Okay.
And kind of peer up over the edge.
It's still hanging in there.
Cool. Do I need to detach it before I try to absorb object, or can I just reach for it and see what happens?
I think you may need to detach it, because I think the object has to be unattended.
Let me take a look. I have it here.
Actually, it does not specify.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, just go ahead and roll for it. Okay. Basically, what happens is the link that was not part of the original manacle that was bolted to the bottom of the cage is left behind.
Okay.
So while the one bolt was ripped out of the bottom by Caleb, the other one, there's, you know, something there. So obviously, if somebody inspects the cage closely, they're going to realize something was bolted there at one point in time. But there is otherwise no evidence of those particular manacles left.
Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be a hole where Caleb ripped up the other one, too. And obviously, the people at the caravans know there was a manacle there.
Yeah. So whether or not they know anything about the particular qualities of it is a different story, but...
Exactly. So they're going to know they're gone either way. So I'm going to nod to Calabras and start getting us out of there. Is everybody still asleep?
Well, yeah, because the guards that you knocked out via the incapacitation are going to remain knocked out until something disturbs them.
And hey, they just had a really long night. They deserve their sleep.
Also, the guy who didn't go to sleep will probably wake them on the patrol, so everything's fine.
It's like, come on, you guys, what the fuck?
Fucking slackers.
Sleeping on the job.
The boss gets arrested for one night.
After we're out of the camp, but before we get to Dolvera, I'm going to stop Dolfreya really quickly.
Okay. He'll turn and look at you.
I inspected the little girl and found something a little disturbing.
What did you find?
The wound on her is going to essentially consume her if we don't do something about it.
I was afraid of that. From what Caleb was saying, it sounded like it started small and just kept getting worse and worse until she basically couldn't talk. Do you think you can do anything for her like you did for Sanae?
I don't believe it's my level of expertise. It seems more like something Kai might be able to help with. Unfortunately, that's not an option anymore.
Also, yeah, indeed. Also, it means a lot for you of all people to say that, because I know you two didn't get along.
Just because we didn't get along doesn't mean we couldn't work together.
Fair. I do want... I have to take
What's
this
that, CJ?
To my people before we go back to the... before we go back to the inn. I am going to send in a request to our healers for any information that they might be able to provide us. While the Academy is obviously an immense resource... What happened to Kai has me worried about what might happen to her.
Yeah, I understand your worry. I
know there are good people there, like Sylvia and Sadie, but there's also people like those astronomers. And I have no way of knowing which of them will find her first.
As uncomfortable as it would make me, but I trust you. I say we bring them with us until we can find a way to fix her.
I think that would be for the best. Mm. And thank you.
Yeah. Well, you haven't, I guess, backstabbed me or done anything to make me second guess your decisions.
That.
So, I trust you. I know I come off as giving opinions that are not popular, but I'm just trying to look out for everybody else.
I know. And we are all very passionate people in our own way. And when those passions conflict, it gets interesting. But at the end of the day, we all still care about each other.
All right. Okay. Tomorrow I'll go look for a ship navigator and we will be on our way as quickly as possible to finding this mythical boat.
Yes, and I will be going to the academy to copy those texts and also to get whatever research I can get done that His Highness will give me access to, so I can try and find resources there to bring back to help Ellie as well.
Sounds like a plan.
She'll hold up her hand for the trademark fist bump.
Fist bump. Yeah.
On that note, we will go ahead and end this episode there.
Spoiler warning, don't fist bump Caleb.
Well, I mean, as long as he doesn't move his hand, right? Like, if he holds his hand still and you gently fist bump him, it's fine.
Don't know the risk.
It's don't let him fist bump you.
Yeah.
All right.
The rocket's blasting off again.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so. geekioshow@gmail.com. Just make sure you put Manipul so somewhere in the subject line. You can chat with us live at geek-io.net/discord. And if you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geekio. We will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?